following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. It is 10 a.m. on a Sunday, and it is October 26th. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air, and you're back with another episode of Cleaning Out the Attic. That's right. First of all, I'm sorry. I'm a little late. First of all, I'm sorry because I kind of have a headache. And number two is I came into the studio and the chair is really high up and it's just kind of messing me up and it's a little too dark in here and I can't see, but it's not that I can't see enough that I need my glasses, because if I put my glasses on, my head will hurt. So it's a whole thing. But I'm excited for everyone to join me with another episode of Cleaning Out the Attic. I almost said what's for dinner. That was last semester. I also really can't stress enough to everyone how high up this chair is in the studio right now. And I don't know how to lower it because it doesn't have, like, handles on it. It's just, like, so I'm, like, really tall. Like, my knee is, on the desk. And I'm not really sure how to fix that. So, but don't worry about that. Today on the show, hopefully we can get through some CDs from my attic. Massive Attack. We'll make sure the CD's in here. What is that? Massive Attack. Yep. Hopefully we can get through Massive Attack. I got Sum 41, Underclass Hero. I got Portishead, Tower of Power, just in case. And guys, you will be very happy to know I found the J-pop CD. I had the case, but the CD was missing. So I went home over October break, which we'll talk about in a second. And the CD was actually in my car. Not exactly matching genre for the rest of the lineup we got going on. But, you know, I always like to mix it up, keep you on your toes. And just so you know, this J-pop CD, it just says J-pop CD. It doesn't say, like, the year or, like, kind of genre or whatever. Well, I mean J-pop, but, you know, like, if you get a CD that's like, oh, we used to have, like, a top U.S. hits. And it's like, oh, top 40, 2015 or whatever, you know, this just says J-pop. I mean, I look on the back and it says compilation 2003. So I know it came out 2003, but, you know, probably some of the songs are older than that. Give me a second to set up here. We got Dry Cleaning Hit My Head All Day, which you're going to listen to for a hot second while I prepare myself and my CDs in my headspace. So we'll be back in 3 minutes and 44 seconds, guys. Stay tuned.
A series of memorials and signals telling us this or that, telling us this or this. Think of that. The objects outside there control the mind to arrange them.
That was Dry Cleaning, Hit My Head All Day, the clean edit. Alright, that was a great song. So, regarding the chair situation, I couldn't figure out how to lower the chair, so I just am in a different chair now. And it's the perfect height. We're already, you know, halfway through the hour. I mean, I know I have 2 hours, but I'm already halfway through the hour. So I say, oh my god, let's just hit it. Today for breakfast, I had half a turkey sandwich and 2 cookies. Yep. So I hope everyone else had a beautiful, healthy, reverent, lavish Sunday morning breakfast. I feel like Sunday and Saturday are for the pancakes and the bacon, you know? That's a good day to do that. I'm not really sure where we want to start. Sum 41 right in front of me. None of the CDs that I have today are really cohesive genre-wise. You know, Sum 41 is, you know, like teenage indie angst. I have Portishead, which I did listen to, and I actually really enjoyed it. I don't know what genre this is. I think it could be, like, trip-hop, maybe? It's similar to Everything But the Girl. And also kind of similar to Massive Attack, which we'll play today. I still did not clean the goop off of this CD, but I'm going to do that maybe when Sum 41 is playing. So we're going to get to that. And then I have Tower of Power here just because I was listening to it yesterday and I was like, man, this is a really, really good album. So we might listen to that again. Got to come to a decision. Alright, oh, really quick updates. What's going on with everyone? What's happening? I'm trying to think of what's going on campus. Campus events. Well, you guys heard the news, so whatever was on the news is what's happening. Did anyone go to Skate Jam yesterday? I think there was Skate Jam downtown from 1 to 9. I didn't go, but I heard that there was like 15 bands playing, so... You know, if anyone went to that, let me know how it was. Oh my god, I don't know. How was October break, guys? Mine was good. It was very restful. I enjoyed it. You guys excited for Halloween? Yeah, me too. All right, let me put in the CD. All right, Sum 41. Oh, you can buy your favorite Sum 41 ringtones for your phone. From the new album, Underclass Hero. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe, did you guys just hear my phone go off? That was really loud. I apologize. Ooh. My brother just texted me. Currently playing Spiritfarer. That's a good game, actually. I maybe played like 2 hours of it, and it was really cute. You are a... Oh, my God. Where'd the case go? You are a Spiritfarer? And you fare the spirits, and you have, like, this cute hat on. And also, you can grow a garden on your boat. because you're like, boat. Gosh, it is so fun so far, and also it makes me really see you working on a project like that. Aw, that's really sweet. Thank you, bro. For you guys, if you guys don't know, I'm an art major. I'm not going into game design, but honestly, I would not mind it at all. Character design, specifically, has a very special place in my heart. Really enjoyable. I actually had a character design project recently that I was doing for concept art. That was really enjoyable. If anyone is taking classes with Salinas Rubin, or if anyone is thinking about taking classes with him, I would really recommend it. I would say his classes usually have a lot of people, so it might not be as one-on-one as you're looking for. But he is wow. If you want to talk an artist, wow, he is an artist. Wow. His portfolio is so impressive. His skill, wow. And it's, you know, it's professors that like that and that make me think, like, you know, yeah, I really actually could do this for a job, you know, because a lot of people are like, oh, if you go to school for an art degree, you're going to be poor. And I think that is true. But I also know it's not impossible to make a living off of art. And guys, I'm just going to be honest, like in this, not to go, you know, too dour or sour the Sunday, but I feel like in the economy right now and just general society, it makes more sense to just do what you want to do right now. Do you know what I mean? I have no hopes of owning a house. I have no hopes of, like, supporting my family off of one paycheck. If I'm going to be poor, I might as well be poor and be doing what I love. School is a blessing, and I don't take that for granted at all. I learned so much on campus, from my classes, from my professors, and my friends, and I really enjoy it. So I'm just going to do what else I enjoy. So, yeah, for anyone who... Oh, pre-registration ended this Friday for the art classes. I don't know about the other departments. But, yeah, if you are considering taking a class with Ruben, I don't know what else he teaches. He's really good. Also, if you're interested in Professor Rhea, is a great professor also. Not getting paid to say this, by the way. Just my opinion. You heard the DJ bumper. The opinions expressed here are my own. Really enjoyable. And good stuff. Good stuff. Wow, why does everyone want to text me when I start the show? What's up with that? Okay. All right. So we have some 41 in the CD slot right now. We're going to play the first four, but not the first four because we can't play the first one. But we're going to play Walking Disaster, Speak of the Devil, and Dear Father, I believe. Excuse me. So, tracks 2 through 4. Ooh, unless anyone has a specific, request after the Sum 41 underclass hero, we're just gonna queue up those three. I can't remember the last Sum 41 album I listened to all the way. I want to say this one, but I think I stopped it halfway through because I got tired and, like, I don't know, I was doing something else. So I actually haven't even had the chance to fully listen to this one. So we're gonna sample it today. All right, this is Sum 41 on the album Underclass Hero, Walking Disaster. Please take a listen. Walking Disaster.
No ambitions, wouldn't come home for the world, never know. Save me. Save me.
Okay. trying so hard to find the words to say. I'm tired of being, now I'm something I'm not. I can't believe, and I never thought days would come to an end. Well, maybe someday we'll meet again. If ever that day never comes, it would be too soon. Better every day, and I got you now. I'm not alone. All I need in this life is one thing to really believe in. Trying to find a way, getting better every day, and I got you now. I guess it's better.
So that was Sum 41 on Underclass Hero. We just heard Walking Disaster, Speak of the Devil, and Dear Father. Sorry, I have a little something in my throat. Great band. Not even on like a, this is so like emotional white boy indie punk. It just said, that was good. One thing I really noticed is how clear the vocals are. I don't know if that's maybe like surprising or normal. I don't know. That just kind of popped out to me. So that's all the Sum 41 for today, unfortunately. Honestly, I would love to play this whole album. But we can't do that. I'm sorry. So Sum 41, you're going back in the case. That was a good one. All right. So we can continue. Well, like I said, none of the CDs on this track are like related to each other. Portishead and Massive Attack that I have in front of me are kind of similar. Portishead, but Tower of Power is jazz, and then J-pop is J-pop. So I don't really know where we go from here. I also don't know if there's... Oh, I was right. Portishead is trip-hop. Okay, I was right. I wasn't sure if I was right, but I'm right. Let's look. Ooh, Philip, okay. Yeah, okay, Philip. Okay, we can probably play this, I feel like. Let's look at the lyrics in the track list. Okay, alright, we got Mysterons, Sour Times, Strangers. Could be sweet. That's so emotional. Okay, yeah, let's put in Portishead. It's in front of me. And it seems interesting is the best way I can describe it. I don't know. Let's put it in. I'm not really sure what you guys are into. But this is cleaning out the attic. So the whole point is that we're surprised by what came out the attic. This does not have a little booklet in it. It probably came with one, but it doesn't have one. So there's the back. Let's see. All tracks produced by Portishead with Adrian Utley. Engineered by Dave McDonald. All tracks published by Chrysalis Songs, BMI, except for 2, 3, 5, 10, and 11, which is a good amount of them. Copyright, all tracks recorded at the State of Art and Coach House Studios, Bristol, with additional mixing at most. Ooh, they're British. Ooh. I will say, for some reason, a lot of the bands are European. The ones that I pulled from the attic are, like, European in some form. Like a good amount of them. So I don't know what's up with that, but I don't know. All right, this is Portishead Mysterions. Please enjoy to whatever this is. I don't know.
Slept. did you really want?
Sinful screens bear the facts, assume the die, and the vows. No.
Portishead on the album Dummy. Those songs we just played was Mysterion and Sour Times, and we're gonna get to Strangers, but we're coming up on the second hour here, so I just want to take a second to remind everyone to have some water, put their lawn, get their laundry out the dryer, you know, or if your laundry's in the wash, put it in the dryer. You know, put some lotion on your hands, rub it together, and put some chapstick on, man. So we're gonna take a break. And by break, I mean like 3 minutes, so we can play some bumpers, some PSA, some news, and yawn. And we're going to be back with the second hour of Cleaning Out the Attic with On, your DJ On. All right, we're going to take a break. Remember, you're listening to WONY. Do not touch that dial, and if you do touch it, don't worry, you can find us back on 90.9 FM. WONY 90.9 FM. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're on WONY 99.1. Whoa. WONY 90.9 FM. I'll be right back.
What do I do?
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM.
What do I do?
It's all just inside jokes.
That should be one.
Hey, kitty. I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay, here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want, treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just gonna turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
Bro, I just got an email from SUNY Oneonta IT saying that my account got deleted unless I click this link. Should I?
No! Report it. That's phishing.
But it looks real. It's some support at sunyoneonta-ithelp.biz.
Bruh, okay.
Real IT emails come from at oneonta.edu. That's like getting a text from Jeff Bezos asking for your bank info.
So if I clicked it...
Oh, your password gone, your data stolen, and your dignity non-existent.
What do I do?
Okay, hold on. Here are some steps to combat these issues. Step 1, make sure to change your password. 2, check your multi-factor settings. Step 3, change the passwords for any other accounts that you might have used with that password.
Okay, dodged a bullet. Thanks, bro.
Yes, no problem. All right, now let's get back to important things like figuring out why the Wi-Fi dies every time that we need it most.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a Transfer Talk Roundtable Conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oneonta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office.